Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, what's up, my peoples? Happy Sunday. Welcome to One in the Spirit. Your host, Vaughn Roberts. What's good with you, my peoples? It's all good today. Christmas weekend, you know, holiday weekends and stuff like that. Got a little time to do some stuff, so, hey, I don't want to miss this opportunity to be of service to you. It's a show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. Thanks for giving me something cool to do, and welcome again to One in the Spirit. Now, I did a show Friday for Christmas. Thank you all for showing up on that, because you guys showed up pretty good on that. Right now, I did promise you that, like, while I'm not hitting that lick, you know, throughout this week, I'll be on this. I'll be at you, put some stuff in the air for you, doing what I do. Right now, I got a little bit of peace in the house. It's just a good vibe right now, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be putting a lot of these in the air for you. So you know how I do it. I'm going to give you something good to contemplate, good to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff you might not have seen. Some stuff, some angles you might not have looked at some stuff before. Some stuff that might be coming out. Again, this is a show where you were the cause. I am the effect, so I don't just actually do this because, you know, this was my idea to do this show like this. It wasn't my idea to do this like this. It's just, I was looking at something today. I think today would make the 104th episode that I've actually done doing this. And this is from a cat who was just taking a suggestion from somebody over in Hawaii, and I just wind up having to like it. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, a few thousand of you guys have listened to this show. More archived than live, but there's a nice amount of live listeners as well. Again, speaking of which, if you'd like to call in, because the last couple of shows, really, I've been having some good discussions. I usually wouldn't open up the show till like the last couple of minutes I was going to be on, because in my life, man, I'd be liking to talk. I don't like to talk over people. I like to have discussions. I don't like arguments. You know what I'm saying? I just don't see the point in them. What is what is. You know what I'm saying? What the hell are you arguing for? It's just silly. You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to either force your way onto somebody else, or you're trying to force your way onto somebody else. I don't get into it no more. Just simply, I would say my vibration is rose above that type of stuff. It's like one of those laws in the 48 laws of power. Law 9 says, it's win through your actions, never through arguments. I'm like, what the hell am I arguing for? People call me on Christmas talking. I'm trying to tell them, hey, I've not speak nothing but highly of you. Still telling them, okay. Now I remember doing this. I was like, I remember feeling, you know, I remember feeling that release point of like, yo, just let that go. That's, you know, not something you want to do, you know, and it's not. You believe me or you don't believe me, you know, that I speak the highest of you. That's how I see it in this sphere of influence right here. I've got nothing but the highest regard for you. I mean, regardless of what's happened in our past, but if you don't see it that way, what am I arguing for? No, yes, I do. No, I'm not going there. I'm Eddie Hogan, sir. I ain't got to that stage. I'm like, I'm good. Anyway. I don't believe in really the arguing stuff like that, but I do want to say that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's actually becoming a lot clearer to me, and the things that now we talk about. Like I said, over the last couple of shows, I've had some nice discussions with people. I had came to the conclusion that, you know, if somebody calls during the show, I won't let them hold on for like, I'll let you hold on for like a 45, 50 minutes. You're going to stay there and listen. I mess with you. Now, this can happen only one way. You can listen to this show live in one of two ways. There's a call-in number, which I'm about to tell you is right now, which would be area code 646-787-1879. Let me say that again, area code 646-787-1879. Now, that's the call-in number. Now, if you call that call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, I can hear you. I can see you. That means I can open up the line and let you speak and, you know, have a discussion. I had some good discussions this last. had some good discussions this last couple of, you know, couple of shows, man. Like a lady, I didn't know she followed me on the show. I didn't know who she was, actually. I thought I had a follower. I have, like, only 8 followers. I know who a couple of them are, and they don't actually listen to the show. This person was actually a show, a follower, and actually called in on my show. I didn't actually know who she was. We had a great discussion last week, and an old friend of mine called in on Christmas. It's good to see where things go as life progresses, but, you know, normally I wouldn't open up the show. I'd be like, hey, but I stopped thinking that way. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to have, like, hey, this is your show. You don't like what they're talking about? Mute them out. You know what I'm saying? They still talking crazy, hang up on them. Ask about me. I actually work for the phone on Sprint. At Sprint, together with Nextel, I just do that work. You talking crazy? Oh, next thing you know, you're talking to the Spanish operator. I've done this before, but, you know, I'm not a mean cat like that. Do I do that on the show? But, you know, I just got it out of my thinking. You know what I'm saying? As far as what was actually gonna go on the show. So, you know, I got to that point, ladies and gentlemen. Like, yeah, you know what? Start opening that up. I mean, I felt it though. It wasn't just a whim type of thing. And, you know, it was just me following my inner instinct is what it was. You know, it's all that role. But, you know, I've always said that I'd open that up. I had some great discussions on here lately. And I'm looking forward to doing that in the future. Now, of course, the greater majority of you all listen to this show archived. Pretend like you're listening to it live. Whenever it is, you do listen to it. Because, you know, technically speaking, your life is only lived in the now moment, so technically that's live. You understand where I'm at. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to One in the Spirit. As you can tell, this is the show where your host likes to corner around a little bit when the first girl start coming on the show. You get that out. I'm not nervous when I'm doing this show. I don't think, you know what, I don't believe I've ever been nervous doing this show. I remember I had some, you know, some questionable starts when I started this show. 103 times before, something like that. I'm going to ask on that one. You know, technically this might be 103. It was one time I had a show scheduled, but I didn't actually do it. I couldn't reschedule it. That might count that as an episode. I don't know, though. Might not have. About a year ago, I recall it. You know, today, Sunday, we always kick it with the law of attraction thing. I got some good stuff. You know, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. Go figure. Proud of myself because I didn't turn the TV on, but when I had to, I take that back. I turned it on one time. I had to check out the score because I completely forgot there was a game last night, a football game. I had to check it out real quick. Checked out a little bit of ESPN. I turned it right back off, man. Went to doing some studying on some stuff. Because, you know, I'm going to be doing a few shows. I was thinking, though, I'm doing one every day while I'm off, except for, like, maybe next Saturday. Let me know, I'm going to be downtown watching the UFC fight. I might do that and, you know, put about 4 or 5 in the game for y'all. You know, some stuff I've been wanting to cover. But my schedule just simply does not allow me to do it. And, you know, sometimes I do get that time. I need to get some rest. Might not be the best conditions where, you know, I'm at my bedroom / studio. Might be a lot of loud people. Like, I was going to do the show. I was going to do the show early. As soon as it turned 12 o'clock, as soon as it turned Christmas, I was going to do it like I did Thanksgiving. That wasn't working out. Just trust me on that one. That one wasn't going to work out. So, yeah, we're here now, though. You know, it's a regular time. Sundays at 11:30. And I'm looking to change a couple things too in the beginning of the year. You know, change the things how they go. And I was like looking at the stuff I'm talking about. You know, I'm like I've actually gone according to some things. If I'm honest with you, and even honest with myself, I've actually gone kind of contradicted the stuff that I actually postulate, you know, the stuff that I'm actually talking about sometimes. You know, I'm like, you know, it's cool. I'm cool with it. It's not like a bad position, but if you need to do something different, why don't you go ahead and do something different then? You know, or before I forget, you know, like I was saying, you can call in on a call-in number. If you do call in on a call-in number, 786-786-787-1879, I can hear you. I can open the lines up. But if you click on the link that I share via Facebook, Twitter, and Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk, you can listen live, but I don't know you're there. So if you'd like to call in and have you get involved in some discussion, not argument, discussion, yeah. You'd be better off calling the call-in number. But today's show, like I put in the description, I'm kind of proud of myself too in that description, because today the signal strength, the first time ever I got it to 100. I don't even know how. Sometimes it goes 70, 80. I don't even know what it's about, but it's at 100. Today I was like, ooh, I'm that dude. I don't even know what I did, but I'm that dude. That said, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to start it off today. You know, it's the Law of Attraction Sunday. And like I said in the description for this show, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of shows that I've done talking about from this particular book. Now, I'm switching between browsers on my computer right now. I'm back over to the Internet Explorer side on Windows 10 here. And I am watching, I'm coming from a book called The Master Key System. And for the record, I do hope you guys are enjoying that Zen music that I got playing in the back. I just set my whole situation right. I could do good work for you then, you know what I'm saying? But I'm coming from what's called Part 3, and y'all know how I do, but I'm going to do it. I'm coming from an online site where you can get all of these free books. Just go on there and read them. You don't have to buy them. You can buy them. I'm looking at something that says buy a printed book and buy an audio book. I don't know why I would do that, and I can just go here and read for free, but that's just me. But it's called the Master Key System, and y'all know how I do it. So a site called SciTech. That would be PSITEK.net. I say again, Papa Sierra India, Tango Eddie Kim.net. Free knowledge. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I know knowledge is not a word, but free knowledge. All those books on there, if you get on there, just scroll. It's saying read for free. You know, come down a little while before you get to if you decide to go on here, but this is an outstanding book. And every time we talk from this particular book, there's some great stuff that comes out of it. Now, today's show's title is What's Going On? You should know, because you're the author. I meant even to say that. I know it says something with what's called it, but I'm on that thread now, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're constantly creating your reality. And I say this again. I've said it close to a few. I'm going to say a million, but I only got 100 shows. But I ain't got a million. But you know what I'm getting at. Close to a few times I've said this. Most people got a hold. The Law of Attraction became mainstream by a book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. Great piece of literature. Great book. But The Secret is not a secret. The Secret was great marketing. Just like I say it, it's like when Easter come around, people come out the woodworks, all of a sudden the church is a fool. It's like that. And they say, well, it's a secret. People come, hey, man, what's the secret, dog? It's a secret. That's how that was. People came out, they started getting onto this. But it became a little bit more deeper than that. Matter of fact, I actually got onto this book before I went on to SciTech. I got onto this book via The Secret's website, which is The Secret, www.thesecret.tv. And there are two books that are on the Secret website. They have two free e-books, both of which are on this particular site, SciTech. One is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Waddle. And this one, The Master Key System. I'm going to be coming out of Part 3 today. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start reading. They have like the, before they start, it's kind of written. It's not verses per se, but it's like numbers on a paragraph. So it's kind of written like a scripture, but it's not. They have like the like the, not what you call it, the preface, but the introduction part of their start. Now, I gotta clear this up. If in fact somebody's actually going to check this out online, if somebody actually going to go check that out, it is actually they're not by chapters, they're by parts. It's actually the Master Chief system is a 24-week system that you should do. I'm just reading from it. So I'm in part three, technically. I don't know, chapter three, but I'm going to just say part three, what the book says. Just let you know that looks kind of weird, but hey, here we go. Now, I'm going to say, when we're going to talk about whether you're the author, when we get to this point, I'm going to be talking primarily about the conscious mind connected to the subconscious mind, with the conscious, with the subconscious connected to the universal mind, and show how we're actually doing, creating our own reality, both individually and collectively. Now, we hit this real quick. Let me hit it first. Let me get a little quick sip of this, this peppermint mocha latte real quick. While it's still hot. I got a habit of getting it before I do the show, then get the cup running my mouth too much and don't finish the drink. That's just bad. Anyway, here we go. You have found that the individual may act on the universal, and that the result of this action and interaction is cause and effect. Thought, therefore, is the cause, and the experiences with which we meet in life are the effect. That's why I said, what's going on? You should know, you're the author. And that's what the subject, that's what the title of the show is today. Anyway, eliminate, therefore, any possible tendency to complain of conditions as they have been or as they are, because it rests with you to change them and make them what you would like them to be. Direct your efforts to a realization of the mental resources always at your command. Always at your command. Oh, we don't get into it. From which all real and lasting power comes. Persist in this practice until you come to a realization of the fact that there can be no failure in the consciousness of any proper object in life if you but understand your power and persist in this object. Because the mind forces are ever ready to lend themselves to a purposeful will in the effort to crystallize thought and desire into actions, events, and conditions. Whereas, in the beginning of each function of life and each action is the result of conscious thought, the habitual actions become automatic, and the thought that controls them passes into the realm of the subconscious. Yet, it is just as intelligent as before. It is necessary that it become automatic or subconscious in order that the self-conscious mind may attend to other things. The new actions will, however, in their turn, in their turn, become habitual, then automatic, then subconscious, in order that the mind again may be freed from this detail and advance to still other activities. When you realize this, you will have found a source of power which will enable you to take care of any situation in life which may develop. Excuse me again. Now, what I'm getting at here, ladies and gentlemen, I've been on it for the last couple of few weeks. I've been talking it. Look, who are you? That was last week. You know what I'm saying? What do you really want? You understand these things in order. You know what I'm saying? Your desire is who you actually are. All of that stuff goes into place, ladies and gentlemen. See, the law of attraction, most people started thinking, and I forgot when I was either watching or listening to or reading, where it was saying that we as human beings become more, concerned with having than being. You know what I'm saying? This is why Jesus is saying in the scriptures, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Figure out what it is, what's going on. See, because if I were to go into the fourth part of this book, it would start off talking about the eye, it's not the physical body. The physical body is something which the eye uses to carry out its purposes. The eye is not the mind. The mind is something which the eye uses to think, plan, and reason. See, there's more to it than getting stuff, and this is why, you know, it comes to the point where greed and all that kind of stuff makes no sense. It's all yours in the first place, so why are we grasping onto these things? If you understand this right here, any condition that you experience in your life is according to how you think. And it's your power already. I'm telling you this. See? So let me get down to this part three real quick. I'm going to do a little reading and I'm going to just do a little bit of talking. Get about 20 things down here. I've taught 20 paragraphs. Here we go. The necessary interaction of the conscious and subconscious mind require a similar interaction between the corresponding system of nerves. Now, this takes it into your physical body. This actually, I'm not a Buddhist. I just like saying this. If you have the Buddha eye to see this, you're talking about, technically speaking, that first chapter of Genesis. You know what I'm saying? We're coming to this plane of existence right here. The Judge Troward indicates the very beautiful method in which this interaction is effected. He says the cerebral spinal nervous system is the organ of the conscious mind, and the sympathetic is the organ of the subconscious. The cerebral spinal is the channel through which we receive conscious perception from the physical senses and exercise control over the movements of the body. This system of nerves has its center in the brain. Never wonder, you know what? Thinking about that, I remember when I was a kid, I was in the Orthodox Church where I got baptized, that it was always dog in the flesh. After you get older, going to do certain things, you get to find it, like, why? Put me in the body, we call it dirt. Now, you see, hold up, man, this body is a beautiful thing. See, that's the right, the cerebral spinal nervous system. Cerebral spinal system of organs, which actually deals with your five senses. And that's actually in part two of this book, where it talks about your sight, your smell, your taste, your hearing, your sense of touch. Those are all actually, if you would, tools of interpretation for the things that are actually going on within us. Now, this is based on the fact that you're talking about as within, so without, right? This is talking about that type of stuff, right? So then it starts to talk about having a connection with the conscious mind, subconscious mind, excuse me. Now, it's actually going to actually tell you how this actually makes you connected, how man becomes that center. Now, it says the sympathetic system has its center in a ganglionic mass at the back of the stomach known as the solar plexus. So much is talking about subconscious mind. And it's the channel of that mental action which unconsciously supports the vital functions of the body. The connection between the two systems is made by the vagus nerve, which passes out of the cerebral region as a portion of the voluntary system of the thorax, sending out branches to the heart and lungs, and finally passing through the diaphragm. It loses its outer coating and becomes identified with the nerves of the sympathetic system. Now, this is actually how the conscious mind is actually coming into how the subconscious is connecting with the subconscious mind. Now, this is how this works. Well, actually, it's in there, but I'm going to go ahead and say it anyway. What you think, what you accept is true, no matter if it's right or wrong. Whatever you accept is true, the subconscious is actually going to manifest that condition or that experience into your life. It does not argue with the conscious mind. Nah, but it's going to say that, but I'm going to let you get into it real quick. I don't want to spend the whole time reading. I just want to talk. But I want to see, let you know where I'm coming from. I'm not going to read the whole thing so that, though, if you so desire to go do this, you can do this later on, you know, go back to SciTech and, you know, or either to what's the name of that book? TheSecret.tv, and you can get it on there. It's free to get it, but it's an excellent book. If you take the time to put some understanding to it, oh my God, it's all good. Let me see. And we see, loses its outer coating and becomes identified with the nerves of the sympathetic system, so forming a connecting link between the two and making man physically a single entity. We have seen that every thought is received by the brain, which is the organ of the conscious. It is here subjected to our power of reasoning. I mean, you played with it a little while, but you accepted it. When the objective mind has been satisfied that the thought is true, it is sent to the solar plexus, or the brain of the subjective mind, which is the solar, which is the subconscious mind, to be made into our flesh, to be brought forth into the world as reality. It is then no longer susceptible to any argument whatsoever. The subconscious mind cannot argue. It only acts. It accepts the conclusion of the objective mind as final. See, the solar plexus has been likened to the sun of the body because it is a central point of distribution for the energy which the body is constantly generating. This energy is very real energy, and this sun is a very real sun. And the energy is being distributed by very real nerves to all parts of the body, and is thrown off in an atmosphere which envelops the body. If this radiation is sufficiently strong, the person is called magnetic. He is said to be filled with personal magnetism. Such a person may wield an immense power for good. His presence alone will often bring comfort to the troubled mind which he comes in contact. When the solar plexus is active, is in active operation and is radiating energy and vitality to every part of the body and to everyone whom he meets, the sensations are pleasant. The body is filled with health, and with all whom he comes in contact, experience a pleasant sensation. If there is any interruption of this radiation, the sensations are unpleasant. The flow of life and energy to some part of the body is stopped. And this is the cause of every ill to the human race, physical, mental, or environmental. Check that one right there. This is the cause of every ill to the human race, physical, mental, or environmental. So I ask you again, what's going on? You should know, because you're the author of it. See, the thing is, we don't know who we are. You know, in the old knowledge, this used to say, physician, heal thyself, and, you know, things of this nature. Know thyself. Yeah, we too busy trying to know what somebody else trying to tell us, instead of knowing ourselves. What? It would be my advice, because I'm not just going to tell you something I read. I've read this book a few times, to be honest with you. Again, I've done spots, I've done shows and spots in this book a few times. That said, if you really want to know, I can only suggest a path that I got it. My first lesson I ever learned was judge not that you be not judged. There is a book on here on PsychTech that says Jesus taught it too, that explains that really how I actually see it now, how that particular verse has evolved, if you would, for me. Now, if you can take that and apply that to your situation, judge not that you be not judged, and then take a look at what's going on in your life, you actually see the way you actually think about things. That's why I say, what's going on, you should know, because you're the author of it. There is no escaping this conclusion. When we understand ourselves as a whole, that's what holy actually means. Sacred wholeness. No, I'm sorry. Holy means whole. Health means sacred wholeness. So, just to say before I keep going on, right? Let me go back here. This is in the eighth paragraph, and this is the cause of every ill to the human race: physical, mental, or environmental. Caused by how we think, we've let it come in, we let it sink in, we believe some stuff. This is why I say, man, let's not watch TV. Like, we need to be, you know, getting some stuff. If you want something, like in my case, I want some things to manifest a certain way with, you know, through like network marketing would be one. I love network marketing. But to me, I watch too much TV. I'm feeding, I'm mindlessly giving my consciousness over. I watch that much TV no more. It's kind of like, you know, I'm kind of beyond myself. Like, dog, why you got TV on? So in other words, I start to fill up my conscious mind. You know what I'm saying? This is how you actually program your subconscious. The stuff that you buy into, the things that you, like, I live, like, let me give you a perfect example. I live around people who don't have a healthy money conscious. This is not a slight on anybody. But at that same token, I have a healthy mind, I do have a healthy financial consciousness. You know what I'm saying? To where I want to do what I see, not greed, but I see just a simple energy. You know what I'm saying? And I always got money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out mindlessly spending it. You know what I'm saying? And on dumb stuff. I can say everybody else is, but I used to do these things. I mean, I'm never on this show, one in the spirit. I'm always using myself as the goat. Go-to guy, whatever you call it, scapegoat. I'm never dogging him. I'm just making a comparison. That means you can be in that environment, but you don't have to be there. You don't have to vibrate to that. You know what I'm saying? To that extent, actually, I'm holding on to a lot of things that I've actually all grown. So you let them go and let these things that you actually are thinking about, or the things that you actually programmed yourself into, and those things are manifest in your life. But a lot of times is you don't recognize. Like I said this when I first started the Law of Attraction shows on Sunday back a couple of years ago. I was like, yo, you know what? People are using the Law of Attraction beautifully. Again, you're using it whether or not you know it or not anyway. But at the same token, even though you're using it in a beautiful way, those who are actually constantly trying to use it a certain way, you feel me? Those who are actually trying to use it in a conscious manner. Oh, let me go share this link real quick over here. That's 30 minutes. Those who are actually trying to use it consciously now, you feel me? I'd like to try to share that link every 30 minutes or so. So actively doing that, you know, we're actually trying to do it. But the thing is, it's actually working. It always is working beautifully. Even when you're trying to consciously do it, oftentimes we don't recognize how beautifully it's actually working. Because we're looking at things through the finite mind. So for this thing to actually work how we actually want it to work, you actually have to be plugged into the universal mind, which we'll actually get into in a few seconds. Which we actually have to put into we actually have to put in and plug into the universal mind, which is through the subconscious. You see what I'm saying? But you're constantly doing this now. So that's like you plugging into your higher self. You might look at something from this perspective on the finite view and not recognize the whole working in your favor. See, the, what I didn't say earlier is looking to lend itself to a proper objective. You see what I'm saying? It's always working in your favor. You know what I'm saying? Even if you, even if your thought is not all the way what it should be, I should say, if you would. If it, even if your thought is erroneous, what it actually is producing will still get you to where it is you need to be. Might be a longer way around, but all things work to the good of those. Huh? That's what it's called. That's where that's coming from. Let me get back over here. I got to switch back over to the browser. Let me go. Physically, the physical, because, oh, here we go. I'm talking about the, let me go back to what it says. This, and this is the cause of every ill to the human race. Physical, mental, and environmental. And I'm going to tell you why. Physical, because the sun of the body is no longer generating sufficient energy to vitalize some part of the body. Mental, because the conscious mind is dependent upon the subconscious mind for its vitality, for the vitality necessary to support its thoughts. And environmental, because the connection between the subconscious mind and the universal mind is interrupted. Wait. Sometimes they just fall right in place. I was just saying that, but, you know, subconscious mind is connected to the universal mind. But you've interrupted it somehow. You've interrupted through what one might call less than savory thoughts. But we'll get to that in a few seconds. The solar plexus is the point at which the part meets the whole. Am I talking about that whole, holy, wholeness, sacred wholeness, where the finite becomes infinite, where the uncreate becomes create, the universal becomes individualized, the invisible becomes visible. It is the point at which life appears, and there is no limit to the amount of life an individual may generate from this solar center. You're talking about this solar plexus and your subconscious mind. This center of energy is omnipotent because it is the point of contact with all life and all intelligence. Don't that sound like God, the infinite, the universe, the absolute? All life and all intelligence. It can, therefore, accomplish whatever it is directed to accomplish. See? And herein lies the power of the conscious mind. Not the subconscious mind, but the conscious mind. You get through that thing right there, yo. The subconscious mind can and will carry out such plans and ideas as may be suggested to it by the conscious mind. Remember I was just talking to you about right now? About what you feed your mind? What do you actually want to do in life? Now, take that by what it is you are actually doing in life. Are you moving towards what it is you want to do in life? Are you in situations that no longer serve your highest good? You know what? I like the, they still get me. Let's say it that way. Because a lot of stuff right now, I'm a football fan. But I think I was talking about this like last year. I kind of felt it coming. You know, I love when the season starts, man. You know, preseason, I don't watch too much of it. I just kind of hope that, you know, people don't get hurt throughout the preseason, you know, especially my players, stuff like that, man. But, man, it's like, but I kind of felt that, you know what, man, maybe you could be there using that time. I miss one day a week, 2 days a week sometimes. It's the Lions are playing Monday night. I don't pay too much attention to it. Like tomorrow, I know I'll be paying attention to it because it's a good game. You know, it's like the Bengals and the Broncos, you know. fucking for that number two spot. Both of them got backup quarterbacks in. So, you know, it's all good. But it doesn't mean what it used to mean to me in the day. You know what I'm saying? I can be better using that energy for creating what it is I actually want. Now, granted, football season, I love it. I've been watching it since 1977. But why am I spending that much energy on it? And other people are making millions. And there's other millions out here, ways to be made. You know what I'm saying? So I can be like that. Now I can get to that point. It's called really what one might call instant gratification. Some things you might want to sacrifice for the greater good, if you would. So be conscious of what you're consciously thinking. You know what? It's going to say something in here about the when good thoughts are flowing through the body and stuff like that. And I've actually, over the past couple of months, caught myself thinking thoughts I shouldn't think. And I can literally feel my solar plexus tightening up, like tightening down there until it can, like, drop me. That's what I'm talking about. But that same token, the good news is once that tries to sneak in there, you can change that. You have that power to do that. So again, I'm going to ask you, what's going on? You should know, because you're the author of it. See, I'm the first cat to tell you. Yeah, I'm the author. Now, over the last week, stuff has been getting at me. I'm like, you can't. Don't already know now. It does not even pay for me to talk that. Like, how the hell did I bring this on myself? It just, even though you're really on the air, you know, it's the truth. Hell, I bring that on myself. Oh, man. And then get over it. And you realize it's nothing really but exercise. One thing I realized about myself, being a Virgo, and I didn't really realize the effect that I do this. I'll actually send myself through some stuff. Not really knowing it, I start to figure out, oh, that is you. But you know, it's how you do some things. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm learning something, say I might be learning, like, I like to, like, say the 21 laws of irrefutable leadership, 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, or the 48 laws of power. I would, like, the 48 laws of power, I learned those by 8. And so what I'll do, I learn the 8, and if I miss one, I go back to the top and start all over again. And then when I learn the next 8, get those down, and even if I mess around with one of them, stop, go back to the beginning of that, and then I'll go back to the top and learn all and recite all 16. That's how I do. See, the things you do, you don't actually realize you do. Learn to know yourself. These are things, when we talk about that conscious mind, ladies and gentlemen, where you think affirmations come from. Affirmations are statements of belief. You might say, I can see myself enjoying this $100 million I got. You may say that. You may actually say that. But you may actually say that, but do you actually believe it? See, when you state some something that you actually believe, you know you can get to, there's nothing that can stop you. This is why the conscious mind suggests stuff to the subconscious mind. Remember, the subconscious mind, which is connected to the universal mind, does not argue. It's all about the conscious mind. This is a lot of stuff why you see what's going on in the world. I do not watch the news. Stuff finds me. I just looking at Facebook not too long ago. Somebody got shot at the mall. Like, that's how people think. My cousin has a blog going on Facebook. He's talking about black people getting killed by the cops. It's because people think that way. You bought into it. You see what I'm saying? The cause and effect of it. We brought this on ourselves. Now, if you look at the description of the show today, it talks about how we do this individually and collectively. See, that's why it's best that we all take responsibility individually. Then, if you look to change the world, ladies and gentlemen, then what you would do is look to change you. And you'll see the things that are going on around you. That's why not everybody's going to the same place. I wasn't saying, like, you're going to hell, you're going to heaven, you're going, nah, it's not, that's not technically speaking what that's actually talking about. you are going to go according to how you think. It's telling you this right now, that everything is the reality that you're creating, or you are creating with your mind. And you will gravitate. That's why the law of attraction says what it says. You will gravitate to those who think like you think. Because a lot of times, like I just said, a lot of people don't think like I think. Why am I around them? Because what happens is you will become the sum total of the five people you hang around the most. True enough, I live in a house with four people, my door is always closed. And I love these people. It's not calling nobody out. But I had to come to the conclusion, though. I'm trying to, change people, and then change myself, and realize that there's a lot of things that will go on. And realize there are a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen, that go on that, you might not. And when you start to change yourself, the things around you might change. There's a scripture, one of my favorite scriptures in all of the Bible. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. You know what that scripture means? If something just keeps popping in your face, this is about 10 years ago. If something just keeps popping into your face, that's something trying to tell you something. I mean, everywhere I look, I would look up. I was in a state of flux at the time. Be still and know that I'm God. That's basically saying to me, especially over the past, 5 years or so, it's not me who's left places. It's people who've been moved from my sphere. My sphere around me changed. You see what I'm saying? It's like an example I give to people sometimes where I say, I'm glad you just stand in the middle of the room. And I walk around just like, what do you perceive is happening? They'll say something like, oh, I see you walking around me. Or, have you considered, even though you see my legs moving and you were standing still, have you considered that it's actually not me moving and that's actually you? Again, it goes back to that conscious mind with the brain, and actually Jesus speaks to some stuff in this in the Sermon on the Mount. You feel me? Jesus speaks to a couple of things to this effect, about up being down, down being up, all that kind of stuff. Exactly what he said. I don't know how to read it recently, but he's speaking of those type of things. So. Really, it's not necessarily that I moved. See what I'm saying? It's more or less anything that things around me have been changed or moved, because I really don't have any beef with anybody. You know what I'm saying? I do look at people like, what the hell is going on? But, get over that type of stuff after a while. But I started to realize, even in a situation, I think I was talking to you guys about it last week, I was like, wow, when, in all honesty, it was my decision. It was me who actually didn't let that go. So, change that one, though. Do that one, buddy. But again, it's not a disdain with anybody. It's just recognizing that you've affected certain things in your reality. You have to let them. That's another thing you have to go forward. You're doing this, but you got to let it happen. Because you can't stop what it is you put into emotion. By, again, the conscious mind. Let me get a little bit more on this conscious mind. I'm going to let it go a little bit. I don't want to be reading all day. But you know, I can run my mouth, though. Because it's the show. Your host is all over the map. Talking about one subject. One in the spirit. Ha ha. Let's get it. We're talking about that conscious mind. Suggested by the conscious mind. Conscious thought. Then is master of this sun center from which the life and energy of the body flows, and the quality of the thought which we entertain determines the quality of the thought which the sun will radiate, and the character of the thought which our conscious mind entertains will determine the character of the thought which this sun will radiate. Saying it a few different ways here. The nature of the thought which our conscious mind entertains, there we go, the conscious mind, will determine the nature of the thought which this sun will radiate. and consequently will determine the nature of the experience which will result. See the experience. This is just your thought. It is evident, therefore, that all we have to do, let me say that again, that all we have to do is let our light shine. The more we can radiate, the more rapidly shall we be enabled to transmute undesirable conditions into sources of pleasure and profit. It is important, important question then is how to let this light shine. How to generate this energy. Now we get to the good stuff. Non-resistant thought. Expansion. This is what I was talking about to you guys. I felt this physically. Non-resistant thought expands the solar plexus. Resistant thought contracts it. Pleasant thought expands it. Unpleasant thought contracts it. That was me. Thoughts of courage, power, confidence, and hope all produce a corresponding state. But the one arch enemy of the solar plexus, which must be absolutely destroyed before there is any possibility of letting any light shine, is fear. This enemy must be completely destroyed. He must be eliminated. He must be expelled forever. He is the cloud which hides the sun, which causes a perpetual gloom. Now I say, don't watch the news. What do you see on the news most times? What do you see on the news most times? You see stuff. Person got robbed at the gas station. Person got killed. Person got this. But if you give your consciousness over to this, mindlessly, I should say. You see, I mean, you're buying into somebody else's fear. You're plugging into that. You feel me? You're plugging into that. Now, you might say, that's happening, it's happening. No. You give it consciousness, allows it to happen. Now, because, again, your conscious mind has accepted this as thought, now you feed it into your subconscious. Now, even if it doesn't happen to you, or even if it doesn't happen to somebody you know, it's in your sphere somewhere. It's around the corner, somewhere where you know. It's like on the east side. You bought into it. This is really the way that if you really want to get down to it, stop giving that BS consciousness. Stop letting your conscious mind bring it in. That's why I tell people all the time, stop saying you're broke. You're giving it conscious because you've accepted that in your conscious mind. Stop. What's going on? You should know. You're the author by your conscious thoughts. That's what I should have put on, man. But I didn't. So, here we go. Yeah. But that fear, you've accepted a fear from somewhere. You feel what I'm saying? You've accepted fear instead of what? That courage, hope. You radiate that good stuff. What was that, man? This is the personal devil which makes men fear the past, the present, the future, fear themselves, their friends, their enemies, fear everything and everybody. When fear is effectually and completely destroyed, your light will shine. The clouds will disperse and you will have found the power, the source of power, energy, and life. What you scared of. When you find that you are really one with the infinite power, this is what we really need to get to. When you find that you are really one with the infinite power, and when you can consciously realize this power by practical demonstration of your ability to overcome any adverse condition, by the power of your thought, conscious mind, ladies and gentlemen, you will have nothing to fear. fear will be destroyed, and you will come. You will have come into possession of your birthright. It is our state, it's our attitude of mind towards life, which determines the experiences with which we are to meet. If we expect nothing, we should have nothing. If we demand much, we should receive the greater portion. The world is harsh only as we fail to assert ourselves. The criticism of the world is bitter only to those who cannot compel room for their ideas. It is fear of this criticism that causes many ideas to fail to see the light of day. But the man who knows that he has a solar plexus will not fear criticism or anything else. He will be too busy radiating courage, confidence, and power. He will anticipate success by his mental attitude. He will pound barriers into pieces and leap over the chasm of doubt and hesitation which fear places in his path. What? What? So basically, ladies and gentlemen, what you're scared of? There are two types of people. I got this from the Secret website. Now, Secret's a daily teaching. I remember this one. There are two types of people. Those who say, I believe it when I see it, and that's okay. I believe it when I see it. Or those who say, I'm going to see that thing when I actually believe it. So what are you scared of? Scared of it not coming about? If you honestly know, if you honestly don't realize this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be before you but a couple more minutes. If you honestly do not realize this, you are actually, let me say this right in a few seconds. According to how you think, it's really that simple. If you do not realize it, you get exactly what it is you order, whether or not you know it or not. So if you're not getting what you want, ladies and gentlemen, there is a disconnection between the subconscious mind and the universal mind. But then again, let me say this way. You are getting what you want. You're getting what you settle for. See, if you don't ask for much, you expect nothing, you don't see nothing. But if you demand, you know it's yours. So what's going on? You should know. You're the author of it. Huh? So you should know this. Even if you take the time to see what's actually going on in your life and understand this fact that it's actually you who ordered it, and if you don't like it, you have the power through your thoughts to actually change what's going on. And once you start to change it, I like to say the gentleman I'm in business with said it best last week. There are ways we can listen to it. I was talking to myself like I hurt myself, so I didn't listen to a couple things. But not only listen to yourself, talk to yourself. This is how you start to program the subconscious mind, ladies and gentlemen, which is again a connection to the universal mind or the all, if you would. You are a part of all that. There you go. What we find, when you find that you are really one with the infinite power, and when you can consciously realize this power by practical demonstration of your ability to overcome any adverse condition by the power of your thought, you will have nothing to fear. It's really that simple. It's not complicated. You know what I'm saying? It's not. So let me say this in closing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm coming from SciTech.net. Out of a book called The Master Key System. I'm in part 3. I implore you to get into that book altogether. It's free to read. But I'll say this. What's going on, you should know because you're the author. if you don't know what you're doing, pay attention to your life and see how it is you are actually doing these things, that you're actually creating these things with your thoughts. And I'm not even going to the TV and the kind of church and all that has influenced our way of thought. But when you get away from yourself and you start getting in touch with you and know who you are and know that nothing is more important than you, not our kids, not our parents, not our brothers and sisters, but you. Because if you actually want to change the world, ladies and gentlemen, you start with you. That's why I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Oh, that's the reach. These things are not just coming across our consciousness arbitrarily, ladies and gentlemen. So that said, understand that your conscious thought, and I'm probably going to pick this back up next week. I'm probably going to go back and forth between 3 and 4 and 2 and 3. But understand the power that you actually have. I'm so serious when I say that to you. What's going on? Should know. It's like they said in the scriptures, those who have ears to hear should listen. There are two ways, actually. One way in Gnostic, and another way in Orthodox scripture. But it's basically saying the thing. You should, I think it's like really saying, like, you should hear. You got ears here. You should hear. Why? Really basically asking you like something like, why you ain't hearing? Something like that. You know what I'm saying? And understand, you know, what are you afraid of? Fear is the thing. Fear is an acronym. False evidence appearing real. This is how you get to what is your conscious mind feeding you? You know what I'm saying? If you know, we go to funerals, and I've actually had this thought, ladies and gentlemen, where we go to funerals and stuff like that. We say a person's in a better place, but we still crying and boo-hooing. Why the hell are we doing that? Because actually, when I cried when my father passed away back in July of last year. I actually did a show that day. I was crying doing the show. But during that show, I had some thoughts going through my head of like, yo, why am I crying and I know better? After I got through with that, I was feeling great. And after that, I resolved. Like, after that, I'm like, I'm not doing it anymore. I haven't done it since. The truest thing I ever wrote. Okay? So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's up with that. So I'm probably going to pick that up, but now before I go, I'm going to let you know, I don't know exactly what I'm going to cover. I know it's a gamut of stuff that I want to cover. I probably put one in the show every day. I probably put a show on the air once every day this week. Maybe not Tuesday, but then Saturday. But I'm going to be at you a lot this week. And this one, I just had a good, I don't like to read the whole thing like that, but I want to make a point like I did today. Go to psytech.net. Again, that's psitek.net. I say again, Papa Sierra India Tango Eddie Kim .net. Free knowledge. Get on the Master Teacher. Feel me? Get on that. And get on that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, do that. And read that for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm telling you, I'm not the teacher, I'm just the show. It's your show, I'm the call, you're the cause, I'm the effect. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and get off your ear real quick. But I think I made some good points. Mind your conscious thoughts, get over that fear, and demand what it is you want. But you got to know what it is you want, though, all right? And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'll probably be back at you tomorrow. I don't know for sure, but just look for me. We'll get it popping. With that, ladies and gentlemen, on the show. Let me go. Hold on, go over just in case somebody. Oh, nobody else in line. All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Vaughn Roberts. Been one in the spirit. Chuck them deuces to tomorrow.